Yellow.
Oh, hi, Jerry. You put me on hold, and we got cut off, so I didn't want you to think that I hung up on you.
Okay, what's your name, Tina?
Yes, it's Tina. Hi.
Yeah, this other girl was transferring me over to you. I called you, but.
Oh, how funny. Okay. You got a hold of me. So,
okay.
Here's what happened. I looked at the notes while I was on hold. You spoke with Ivan back in September, and you called with the intention to cancel, and Ivan reminded you that you had a service credit the month before and offered to put your account on a seasonal hold, and you had agreed to that and asked for a one-month hold. So that's why when you go on a hold, the system reinstates the account on the 20th of the month because that is your billing. So your September payment was a hold, and this is the October payment that I was calling about. So have you seen the website or anything else that had been going on the account yet by chance?
No, ma'am.
Oh, goodness gracious. Okay, so I'm going to text you a link with a link to your site. There's a little orange banner that will say at the top, the information here is no longer being updated. That's just because we're having trouble with the payment. Once the payment goes through, that orange banner will come down. But you receive text messages on this phone, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. So I just texted that to you so that you can see the site itself. And then one thing I can do to help you out just a little bit payment-wise, if you like, is I can put you into corporate pricing of $129 monthly. That would at least save you $20 off of your past due balance. And then once we get the payment up to speed, Jerry, I can push the next one out 30 days. So I could, once you pay, push it all the way out till November 28th. That way you get another full month of service.
Okay. Is this here Amy Nelson's Google page, or this is Angie Lee's? Which one is this?
This is the one with Amy Nelson. This is for the Google. We're not Angie Lee's.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I work with Amy. I saw your text, too, and this is why the account didn't cancel. The payment failed on October 20th, which is when you came off the hold. And October 21st, you texted, Amy Nelson closed my account a long time ago. I shouldn't have nothing, no kind of account going. But because you had gone on the seasonal hold, the account stayed active. So I think it was just a little bit of miscommunication. But the good news is that you're getting calls off of it and you're getting work from it. So it sounds like it's, it looks based on the dashboard like it's working very well for you.
Yeah, I got that one guy. He called me. I didn't know where he got the number, though. Ron.
That's exciting. Well, there were 16 leads on the dashboard. So what I would like you to do once we get the account up to see, Jerry, is go on the dashboard. The leads are on your website and on Google and Bing and Yelp, Yellow Pages, Yahoo, Facebook, 48 directories. We have a phone number of 903-320-5546. When people call that, it forwards over to your number. So when they call through that tracking number, the calls are recorded and stored on the dashboard for quality assurance. So you're getting a lot of activity from that campaign. Now, one thing that will help you get even better results is to work on getting a 5-star rating on your Google listing. So I'll send you an email that will help you with that, too. It'll say, thank you for using Moy Handyman service. If you're happy with my service, please click here to leave a review. And then when your clients click the box, it will automatically take them to your Google listing. You see, so because it's so simple and it's just the matter of a click of a button, most people will do it. And it's only going to take you a couple of people filling that out to achieve that 5-star ranking on Google.
Where do I find the dashboard thing?
I'll send you the login to it again. It's my.localsplash.com. The username is your 10-digit phone number, and then there's a temporary password in the email. So just a heads up, it won't let you in right now because the account's in a past due status, but once we get the payment up to speed, you're going to have full access to the dashboard again, okay?
Okie doke. That sounds good. Mm-hmm. I never knew how to work this thing. That's why I kept getting frustrated with
it. Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, we always perform what's called a first touch call where we kind of go over all of this. But sometimes if the person is missed and we leave a voicemail or something, sometimes, you know, people don't drop everything to call back for that. So that could have been what happened. But, yeah, I'm happy that we're talking now because that's going to help you a lot. So
if I have any questions or problems, can I call you? Because I got like 3 or 4 different people calling me.
You can. Yeah, here's what I would suggest, Jerry, if you're getting 3 or 4 different people calling you. You tell them all, Tina at Local Splash is handling this. You have to talk to her. Chances are there are just other companies soliciting you for more business, so they're not going to call me. But it's a good way for you to defer that, you know, those types of calls away from you. And then, you know, we're the ones that are handling it for you. So you don't have to pay any more money to any additional companies regarding your Google listing. So even if they say, hey, we need $5 to update your Google listing, just know that that is not correct. Your Google listing is already paid in full with this program.
Good deal. Text me your name and that info.
I just did. I sent it. It's the same number that you have for Amy, except my extension is 777, okay?
Okay, I got it. Good.
Okay, and then I put that special price on here for you, which is our corporate rate. So for the $129, is there a different card that you'd like to use?
I'm going to get a new card Monday from Prosperity Bank. And
nice.
Which one? It was one of them companies just pulling money off the card, so I had it cut off.
Oh yeah, I hear that a lot with the Angie leads. Mm-hmm.
That was last Tuesday.
Okay.
So I'll go Monday at Prosperity is going to issue me a new card.
Okay, no problem. So we'll reinstate this on Monday for you, and then I'll put a note in here that once it's paid, I'll send you the login, a fresh login for your dashboard, and then also I'll push that next billing out 30 days for you, okay?
Good deal. You're awesome.
Okay.
Nobody
else. Oh, thanks, Jerry.
Stuff to me.
Yeah, no problem.
I've never seen the website yet.
Yeah, it's nice to see the website, so that's good. I'm happy. And one thing I'll tell you too, Jerry, as you look at it, since this is the first time you're seeing it, if there's anything on there that you want us to revise, or let's say that you have a new project that you just completed and you have more photos, any revisions that you make down the road, they're all free of charge, meaning they're included in the package. So you could always just send us an email. Yep, text me or send me an email and say, hey, can you please update this on the site? Or on Monday, once the account's up to speed, I can even show you how to go on the dashboard and do that.
Good deal.
Okay.
Good deal. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's nice to be. I always tell people the more proactive you are with the account, the better results you'll get. So if you have a second on Monday to go through the dashboard, that will definitely help you.
There was another from Amy, what they call it, Amy,
Local Splash.
Was like, this was last Wednesday, I believe. Matter of fact, it was a couple of days ago. And she said that I owe up $368. And she was real desperate about getting a card number. And I told her, I ain't got a card right now. I'm getting it done next Monday.
That wasn't us, because there's no note on here that you owe $368. So if anybody called from Local Splash, they would have only been asking for $149. So sometimes what happens is a scam company might see your Google listing and see that you have a Local Splash website on it. So now they know, he's working with Local Splash. So then sometimes they'll call up and they'll give you the perception that they're with Local Splash when they're not. So if you're ever in doubt, just call me or ask me. Just say, hey, I received a suspicious call. Luckily, you were smart enough not to, you know, give her any money, but it definitely didn't sound like it was from us.
Good deal.
Mm-hmm.
Good yep. deal. One person okay. to deal with is great.
Yeah, it makes it so much easier. And I want to preface that by letting you know, Jerry, I'm not a technician. I don't do the programming. So there might be current, occurrences where you call me for something and I may not be able to help you. But at least if I can't help you, I can get you the person that can. Okay.
Yeah. That'll work. Great.
Yeah. Deal. Yeah. That way you have one point of contact, like you mentioned, which is a lot easier.
I appreciate it.
No problem. Yeah, you have the Google page. It's already up and verified and everything. And so I'm composing the review generator email right now. So you should be able to start working on getting some positive reviews on there as well. So that will help you, okay?
Good deal.
All right.
I look forward to talking to you on Monday. I'll probably have some more
Sounds
questions.
Sounds good. Yeah, please. No, if you have any more questions, we can definitely tackle them on Monday. I don't mind answering all of the questions that come up, okay?
Good deal. Thank
yep,
you very
yep,
much.
Yep, I enjoyed talking to you. You going to be in costume on Monday since it's Halloween?
No. I'm going to do a plumbing job on Monday.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that's funny. I don't dress up either, but we had a little costume contest today at work. And during lunchtime, so everybody did their little costumes today at lunchtime, but
good deal.
I enjoyed talking to you, Jerry. No problem. Have a good weekend.
Monday.
Well, sounds good. Talk to you then. Okay, bye-bye. You too. Thanks. Bye.